then there's this aspect of our being which is the skeletal structure of our personality, you know, the part that holds us up. And this is maybe the part that helps us get through most of life with all these things that are hard to bear sometimes. So this would be the trunk of the rose, or the main stem and trunk of it, and branches. Now what about these thorns? Do we accept these thorns on us? That they're sharp and they protect us. Are they integrated into our being? Are we okay with them if we were this rose? And then what is this bud? What is this bud? Is this beauty that wants to unfurl in its full majesty, but perhaps our ego doesn't let it really open until we encounter the beloved. We encounter that through the ones we fall in love with or rise in love with, or with our friends, or with the poetry and with the music and with our spiritual teachers, and ultimately with God. Can we let ourselves fully bloom? The rose brings forth fragrance, color, and beautiful structure. So the soul, with its unfoldment, shows personality, atmosphere, and refined manner. Maybe there's a place in you that's very, that has an impression that is difficult. I'm sure here for all of us we have things that the soul has absorbed that are very difficult but hard to let go. And we all have relationships with flowers. So I wonder if you can just take a moment to really sense what this rose that's you has been through. And perhaps one of those difficult and painful impressions is there for your awareness. And can you let the fragrance of your very bloom soothe that? The love your deepest heart desires is offered with every breath you take, and the rose whose scent you seek is blooming at your very feet. This means that we have these places in us that could be helped by the very thing that blooms within us. Can you lay those healing flowers on that place in you? Just recalling when I was a little kid, I went through some very difficult times when I was a young child, like 6 or 7. And I would go outside when I visited my grandmother's house, which was a place of refuge. My grandparents was a sort of a place of refuge for me, and they had honeysuckle. And I would go out, a 6-year-old, and Amir would go out and pluck the inside of it and suck the honey. Mm. And I'm just thinking we probably all have relationships with flowers of one sort or another, like very beautiful impressions of the protecting medicine of flowers. So maybe, well, I think we're going to finish with a bit of music, just a 5-minute music thing, but I would just leave you with, maybe contemplate that today and think about, like, don't forget about what flowers have done for you. Because I could forget that honeysuckle, but I shouldn't, because that actually saved me in some way from something. Yeah.
I had an amazing discovery with roses this week. I've sniffed a rose here and there, and you know, a rose scent, and that's what I had, was one image of rose scent. And then I was in a rose garden to go from one bush to another, about 20 bushes, to see just how varied the fragrance is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to see that, I guess in the metaphor of the rose represents a path, you know, there's so many forms, so many fragrances.
Speaking of childhood experience, when I was maybe about 4, we had chickens and chickadees were running around. We was trying to get them from the bushes. And the yellow jackets misinterpreted my quest. They thought that I was either after them or after their babies. I was just trying to get the chickens. And so the bees just decided to anoint me. And I guess all these yellow jackets are still on me because I'm still wearing the feather. So the rose attracts, it's a beauty in and of itself that attracts the bees. And it's been shown that we cannot exist on a planet without bees because of the pollinization and other things. So I just wanted to speak about the ecology of the rose and flowers and to the planet, the total oneness. As we know, rose it has the highest vibration. So you talked about atmosphere, but it's the vibration that gives it its quality, so that it can do the healing. And we are also reminded that when he passed, they were saying, "Where is this rose scent coming from?"
Mm-hmm.
There were no roses at all. It was his body.
Mm-hmm.
So he's showing us that we have to go through the thorns of practice to get to the scent of the remembrance.
So mm-hmm. On
in Sufism also the rose represents Muhammad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It represents Muhammad as a symbol,
So on the page with the heart and wings, you can either listen or sing along. You've already seen some of these sayings because they were in the video, but this is, I've set this to a Turkish melody. These are from the Tanas of the Vadan in this complete sayings, and they include a lot of one-sentence dialogues between the flower and the observer of the flower.